Kunja Bihari Jaya. Jaya Ratta Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya. Jaya Kobichana Varahaba Girivara Dari Jaya Kobichana Varahaba Girivara Dari Jaya Kobichana Varahaba Girivara Dari Jaya Kobichana Varahaba Girivara Yashoda Nandana Gajajana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Yashoda Nandana Gajajana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Gajajana Nanjana Yamuna Tihiravana Chari Yamuna Tihiravana Yamuna Tihiravana Chari Yamuna Tihiravana Chari Jaya Ratta Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasade Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai Jaya 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 Jaya Jagannath Jagannath Jaya Bharate Jaya Subhaja Jaya Jagannath Jaya Jaya Rukmini Dogadish Rukmini Dogadish Rukmini Dogadish Rukmini Dogadish Rukmini जय प्रभुपादा प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा जय 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 प्रभुपा 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 जय जय प्रभुपा जय जय प्रभुपा प्रभुपा जय जय प्रभुपा जय विष्णु पद परमहंस परिणाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत्त श्री श्रीमत् His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder-Charya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnu Pada Panamaham Saparina Chakcharya, Ashtodada Satta Shri Srima. His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prince Kaho, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadhatra, Shri Vasade, Gola Bhakta Vinda Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Krishna, Gokobinan, Shamakum Radhakum, Giri Govadan Ki Jai, Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Shri Mayapu Dham Ki Jai, Shri Jagnapuri Dham Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Chamuna Mai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vinda Ki Jai, Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai. Transcendental Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai. Hare Rama Sankirtan Ki Jai. ISKCON Yutva Gadam Ki Jai. Nitai Gaura Pramanandi Harivo Harivo. O Kradistri Sambodhi Varis Hare Krishna. O Kradistri Sambodhi Varis. O Kradistri Sambodhi Varis Hare Krishna. O Kradistri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayana Namaskrityam Naranchaiva Narottamam Devin Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Utirayet Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavad Yudhamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 6, text number 10. Smaram Vishwa Shrijam Isho Vikya Pitam Adokshaja Viraja Atapat Svena Teja Saisham Viritaye Smaram Vishwa Shijam Isho Vikyapitam adokshaja Viraja atapasvena Teja saisha viritaye Smaram vishma shijam isho Vikyapitam adokshaja Virajan atapasvena Teja saisham viritaye Smanam vishma shijam isho Vigyapitam adokshaja Viraja Atapasvena Tejasaisham Viritaye Mana Vishwan Shri Jam Isho. Tejasai sham vibhitaye Smaram vishvashti jam isho Vigapitam adoksha ja Madhaji's. Viranja atapasvena Deja saisham vivitaye Smaram Remembering Vishvashrijam of the demigods entrusted with the task of cosmic construction. Ishaha the Supreme Lord Vigyapitam as he was prayed for, Adokshaja, the transcendence, Virajam, the gigantic universal form, Atapat, considered thus, Svena, by his own, Tejasa, energy, Esham, for them, Vibritaye, for understanding. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The Supreme Lord is the super soul of all the demigods entrusted with the task of constructing the cosmic manifestation. Being thus prayed to by the demigods, he thought to himself, and thus manifested the gigantic form for their understanding. Purport. The impersonalists are captivated by the gigantic universal form of the Supreme. They think that the control behind this gigantic manifestation is an imagination. Intelligent person, however, can estimate the value of the cause by observing the wonders of the effects. For example, the individual human body does not develop from the womb of the mother independently, but because the living entity, the soul, is within the body. Without the living entity, a material body cannot automatically take shape or develop. When any material object displays development, it must be understood that there is a spiritual soul within the manifestation. The gigantic universe has developed gradually, just as the body of a child develops. The conception that the transcendence enters within the universe is therefore logical. As the materialist cannot find the soul and the super soul within the heart, similarly, for want of sufficient knowledge, they cannot see that the supreme soul is the cause of the universe. The Lord is therefore described in the Vedic language as avam manasa gochara, beyond the conception of words and minds. Due to a poor form of knowledge, the mental speculators try to bring the supreme within the purview of words and minds. But the Lord refuses to be so intelligible. The speculator has no adequate words or mind to gauge the infinity of the Lord. The Lord is called Adokshaja, or the person who is beyond the perception by the blunt, limited potency of our senses. One cannot perceive the transcendental name or form of the Lord by mental speculation. The mundane PhDs are completely unable to speculate on the Supreme within their limited senses. Such attempts by the puffed-up PhDs are compared to the philosophy of the frog in the well. A frog in the well was informed of the gigantic Pacific Ocean, and he began to puff himself up in order to understand or measure the length and breadth of the Pacific Ocean. Ultimately, the frog burst and died. The title PhD can also be interpreted as proud department, a title meant for the tutors in the paddy field. The attempt of the tutors in the paddy field to understand the cosmic manifestation and the cause behind such wonderful work cannot be compared to the endeavor, to the endeavor of the frog in the well to calculate the measurement of the Pacific Ocean. The Lord can reveal himself only to a person who is submissive and who engages in the transcendental loving service. The demigods controlling the elements and ingredients of universal affairs prayed to the Lord for guidance, and thus he manifested his gigantic form as he did at the request of Arjuna. Om agyanati minandasya agyananjana sadakaya chakshu umilitan yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano bishtan stapidan yena budare swayam rupa kadama hyam tadati swam padantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamanam shri guru vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrachatam Sahagana Nakunata Vitam Tam Sajivam Satvaitam Savatuta Parichana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Narita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinnabandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastude Tapta Kamchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Vishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakau Pataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishvane Vyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhatra Shri Vasade Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Smaram Vishwa 시자 이쇼 비캬 피탐 아덕샤자 비라참 아타팟 스웨나 Sorry? Oh, this is today's verse, the Sanskrit. Oh, the translation is, the Supreme Lord is the super soul of all the demigods, entrusted with the task of constructing the cosmic manifestation. Being thus prayed to by the demigods, he thought to himself and thus manifested the gigantic form for their understanding. Actually, this is the words from Maitreya Muni. Maitreya Muni is continuing talking to Vidura, continue talking to Vidura, telling Vidura, you know, about the Supreme Lord. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he was saying that Prabhupada, he was saying that due to the poor fount of knowledge, the mental speculators try to bring the Supreme within the purview of words and minds. But the Lord refuses to be so intelligible. The speculator has no adequate words or mind to gauge the infinity of the Lord. The Lord is called Adokshadya, or the person who is beyond the perception by the blunt, limited potency of our senses. It actually reminds me a verse from the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the prayers of Queen Kunti, the word, the Sanskrit word Adokshaja is also mentioned here. So let's take a look at the prayers by Queen Kunti. Maya Javani Kachanam Adokshajam Avyayam Nanakshase Mudadrisha Nato Natya Daroyata. In this prayer, Queen Kunti, he was praying to Lord Krishna that being beyond the range of limited sense perception, you are the eternally irrevocable factor covered by the curtain of deluding energy. You are invisible to the foolish observer, exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized. In the purport to this verse, Srila Prabhupada, he was saying that in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna affirms that this intelligent person mistake him to be an ordinary man like us, and thus they deride him. The same is confirmed herein by Queen Kunti. The less intelligent persons are those who rebel against the authority of the Lord. Such persons are known as asuras. The asuras cannot recognize the Lord's authority. When the Lord himself appeared amongst us as Rama, Nishinha, Varaha, or in his original form as Krishna, he performs many wonderful acts which are humanly impossible. As we shall find in the 10th canto of this great literature, Lord Shri Krishna expedited his humanly impossible activities even from the days of his lying on the lap of his mother. And then Prabhupada, he gave a lot of examples from the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and he said, he killed the Putna witch, although she smeared her breast with poison just to kill the Lord. The Lord sucked her breast like a normal baby, and he sucked out her very life also. Similarly, he lifted the Govardhan Hill just as a boar picks up a frog's umbrella and stood several days continuously just to give protection to the residents of Vrindavan. These are some of the superhuman activities of the Lord described in the authoritative Vedic literatures like the Puranas, Itihasas, and Upanishads. He has delivered wonderful instructions in the shape of the Bhagavad Gita. He has shown marvelous capacities as a hero, as a householder, as a teacher, and as a renouncer. He is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by such authoritative personalities as Vyasa, Devala, Asita, Narada, Madhva, Shankara, Ramanuja, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and all other authorities of the nine. He himself has declared as much in many places of the authentic literatures, and yet there's a class of men with demoniac mentality who are always reluctant to accept the Lord as the supreme absolute truth. This is partially due to their poor form of knowledge and partially due to the stubborn obstinacy, which results from various misdeeds in the past and present. Such persons could not recognize Lord Sri Krishna even when he was present before them. Actually, this morning I was discussing with Ramjinath Prabhu. In the history, materialistic people, they are challenging Krishna. They want to see God. They are asked, even during Prabhupada's time, many people, they are asking, can you show me God? But from here, we could understand that God cannot be seen by your order. And actually, we have to work in such a way that Lord Krishna will be pleased to come and see us. I will tell another story later. Yeah. Because Prabhupada also mentioning this point in his purport, in today's purport. So I will tell another story about, Jiva Maharaj. So let me just finish the purport here. So another difficulty is that those who depend more on their imperfect senses cannot realize him as the Supreme Lord. Such persons are like the modern scientists. They want to know everything by their experimental knowledge. But it is not possible to know the Supreme Person by imperfect experimental knowledge. He is described herein as a dakshaja, or beyond the range of experimental knowledge. All our senses are imperfect. We claim to observe everything and anything, but we must admit that we can observe things under certain material conditions only, which are also beyond our control. The Lord is beyond the observation of sense perception. Queen Kunti accepts this deficiency of the conditioned soul, especially of a woman class who are less intelligent. For less intelligent men, there must be such things as temples, mosques, or churches, so that they may begin to recognize the authority of the Lord and hear about him from authorities in such holy places. For less intelligent men, this beginning of spiritual life is essential. And only foolish men decry the establishment of such places of worship, which are required to raise the standard of spiritual attributes for the mass of people. For less intelligent person, bowing down before the authority of the Lord, as generally done in the temple, mosque, or churches, is as beneficial as it is for the advanced devotee to meditate upon him by active service. So Srila Prabhupada, he wrote another nice point in the purport, saying that the Lord can reveal himself only to a person who is submissive and who engages in his transcendental loving service. As I was mentioning before, that in this regard, there's a very nice story about it. It's the story about Jua Maharaj. So I want to share the story with everyone. In the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a very detailed description of Jua Maharaj's story. Jua Maharaj. We know that Jua Maharaj's father is the emperor of the whole world. And he has two wives, Suniti and Suruchi. So Jua Maharaj's mother, Suniti, however, she's not the favorite wife of the king. But the other wife, Suruchi, was the favorite. And one day, Jua Maharaj's stepbrother, Jua Maharaj's brother, one of the brother, he was, Jua Maharaj saw his brother was on the lap of his father. So at that time, Jua Maharaj also want to climb up on the lap of the father. But his stepmother, Suruchi, you know, blocked him, doesn't allow him to climb up, and telling Jua Maharaj that you are not qualified, you know, to sit on the lap of your dad. If you want to sit on your on the lap of your dad, you have to take birth from my womb. Yeah. So his stepmother speaks so very harsh words like that, you know. So Jua Maharaj, he was really disturbed by the harsh words of his stepmother. And immediately, and he was actually waiting for his dad to, you know, to say something, you know, to protect him in one sense, you know. But he found out that his dad is sitting on the throne silently, without saying anything. And immediately, you know, Jua Maharaj left the palace and came to his own mother, Suniti. And he told his mother what everything that happened. And his mother told him, what can I do? Because I'm not the favorite wife of your father. What can I do? Yeah. And then Jua Maharaj's mother instructed him that if you really want to take revenge of this kind of situation, you should go to the forest and worship the Supreme Lord Krishna. Yeah. So on the order of his mother, Jua Maharaj, although he was only 5 years old, born, you know, so he went to the forest. Actually, on his way, he met his spiritual master, Narada Muni. Yeah, and Narada Muni, you know, Narada Muni tried to stop him to go to the forest to meditate, and told him, you know, you are only a 5 years old boy, you know. You see, in the forest, it is dangerous. There are lots of ferocious animals like tiger, lions, you know, snakes. You know, you are too young for that. You should go back home. And after grown up, then you can come. Narada Muni, he was in the beginning, tried to test his determination. But Jiva Maharaj, he was very determined. Yeah, he told Narada Muni that, my dear great sage, if you want to really help me, then you kindly give me some guidance. Otherwise, yeah, don't block my way. He was telling Narada Muni like that. And by this time, Narada Muni found out that Jiva Maharaj was really serious about, you know, spiritual life, looking for Lord Krishna. So, Jiva Maharaj instruction, you should go to Vrindavan forest. There is a place called Madhavan. You should go there and practice meditation and practice devotional service by chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yeah. And also breathing exercise, yes. So, Jiva Maharaj, you know, he practiced very severe austerity. Actually, in the first month, he ate only fruits and berries every 3 days. He ate only, you know, once in the 3 days, only the fruits and berry. No cooking, no puris, no halava, no curd sabji, nothing. Yeah, only the fruits and berries in the forest. Yeah. And then in the second month, he ate only dried grass and leaves every 6 days. Yeah, every 6 days. And the third month, he only drank water every 9 days. Yeah, only drink water only every 9 days. And in the fourth month, he only breathed every 12 days. Yeah. And by the time the fifth month, he completely stopped eating, drinking, and even breathing. Yeah. And by that time, he completely captured the Supreme Personality of Godhead, captured the Super Soul within the heart. And by that time, you know, the whole world started to tremble. And because Jiva Maharaj, he completely stopped the breathing, the whole universe becomes suffocated. Yeah. And then the demigods became very much disturbed. And they approached, you know, Krishna. Actually, they came to Swatadvip and meditate. And then Lord Vishnu appeared before them, and they told Lord Vishnu what had happened. Wants Lord Vishnu to help to solve this problem. But Lord Vishnu immediately understand that actually his devotee Jiva Maharaj is practicing severe austerity there. And he told those demigods, don't worry, so I will immediately go and pacify Jiva Maharaj. All of you can just go back to your, you know, your different places. And then, you know, Lord Vishnu personally come to the place where Jiva Maharaj was practicing austerities. Yeah. In one of the purport to this verse, Srila Prabhupada, he wrote very nice, you know, beautiful purport here. I just want to share a little bit, very short. In the Brahma Samhita 5.38, it is said, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Virochanena A sainted person who has developed love for God by devotional service always sees the Lord's transcendental form of Shyamasunda. This Shyamasunda form of the Lord within the heart of a devotee is not imaginary. When a devotee becomes mature in his prosecution of devotional service, he sees face to face the same Shyamasunda he has thought of during the entire course of his devotional service. Since the Supreme Lord is absolute, the form within the heart of the devotee, the form in the temple, and the original form in Vaikuntha Vrindavan Dham are all the same. They are none different from one another. So I just stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu. Sachinanda Prabhu. Okay.
Thank you, Prabhu. My question will be like this. That pastime happens in a different time, in a different yuga, when people live for many years. And for someone who will, let's say, comes for the first time, or someone is hearing this pastime, it will be difficult to understand. So my question to you will be, can you mention some of the other, because there are many different pastimes in which actually you can see the Lord without having to go through all these struggles like that. Anything that comes to your mind? There are many references. Or many.
And I remember the elephant, Gajendra. He was also... he was attacked by a crocodile in the water, right? And he suffered a lot. And then he prayed to Lord Krishna. And then Lord Krishna appeared.
That's nice, but that's also another one that is too far away.
Of course.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. Right now, we're in Kali Yuga, in the most difficult age in which everybody is so disturbed. And it's like, practically speaking, to see God is like far, far away. But we have a process here right now.
Yes.
In which any people walking can see God. How would you tell him?
Ajita Prabhu have something to say. Okay. Please.
As is mentioned in the purport today, anyone that sees God, if they're not qualified, they won't accept him as God anyway. Like it's mentioned, when Krishna was here 5,000 years ago, so many people saw him. But because they were not qualified, they were asuras, they did not accept him as God. So it's not just about seeing. You have to be qualified by being connected to the parampara and having the intelligence and the knowledge bestowed upon you. Otherwise, you can see God and not recognize him.
Right. That's why in the Brahma Samhita, it is said here that our eyes should be, acquainted with that of God, then we can see him. Otherwise, of course, in this age of Kali Yuga, the easiest way to see God is chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Yeah. Chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Actually, the Lord has invested all his energy within this Hare Krishna mantra.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Say more.
I'm done, yeah. Any other thing else?
Yeah, so the point, thank you for a very nice class. It makes us think of Krishna, and I can't think of anything better than that. So, the point is this, is that Dhruva Maharaj, he didn't just close his eyes and wait for God to appear. He was highly surrendered. He was giving himself his whole life. Even when Narada Muni says, why don't you go and play with your friends? Go play with your toys. You're only 5 years old. What are you wasting your time on meditation? He said, well, that may sit very well with someone else. But he was so upset and disturbed. He wanted to be able to sit on the lap of his father. In fact, he wanted something even far greater, which is to be the most important person in the world, above even Brahma. So the main point there is that Dhruva Maharaj had, as Archita was mentioning, he had the proper attitude. He had the proper understanding. He had the proper affection. He had the proper surrender, submission. So he had all the qualities that enabled him or qualified him to receive the presence of God in his heart. He's in all of our hearts, but he's not manifesting. But for Dhruva, he manifested because Dhruva had what it takes, had the surrender, had the humility, had the affection, so therefore he manifested himself. But interestingly enough, at a certain point, he disappeared. And Dhruva Maharaj was wondering, where did the Lord go? Where is he? And then, if my memory serves me correctly, he learned that the Lord would appear to him at a later time so that he would be able to further see him. That's all. So the main point is that not why am I not seeing Krishna, but why am I not qualified to see Krishna? And if we think that way, he will assist us and help us and guide us to get purified and qualified and enabled. And he will reveal himself, as Prabhupada says so often. The Lord reveals himself to those who are fully surrendered to him. Mm-hmm. So when you're fully surrendered, which means my body, my mind, my intelligence, all that belongs to you. You order it. You do what you want with it because I am your surrendered servant. So when we have that attitude, that's when God is ready to make himself knowable or visible to the devotee. And the devotee doesn't even think himself qualified, and yet he's seeing that which the Lord feels he is qualified by virtue of his humility, his humility and his submissiveness like that. So therefore, our biggest problem in one, but we shouldn't even want to see the Lord. That's not our business. Our business is to serve the Lord. And through the process of service, he reveals himself according to the purity of that service.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. That's a very good point, yeah. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you very much for coming. Gantra Chima Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Bhaktavinoda Ki Jai.
Thank you.
Krishna's mercy. Doctor, yeah.
Where does this go? Anybody know where it goes?
Material, sense perception. not today?